Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A study by OnePoll found that you may not have made a new friend in a while.
Nope.
The average American has not made a friend in 5 years. It also found that Americans have 16 friends on average.
Hmm. Okay.
So you got to get out the fingers and start counting.
I love the breakdown of friends, too.
Here's the breakdown. Experts say most Americans have 3 friends for life.
For life, NWO.
3 friends for life, 5 friends they want to hang out with, and 8 that they like but do not spend any time with. The peak age of making new friends, age 23. And the reason that people do not make many friends later on due to shyness, commitments to family, moving to new cities, lack of hobbies that involve meeting new people, and the best cure is to get out there and ask friends to invite their friends as well. What a breakdown.
This is an amazing breakdown. Now, I have made several new friends in the last 5 years. I lost all my friends in the divorce. That was part of the deal. She got all the friends.
That was in the court case?
I had to make an entirely new crop of friends. So I'm very thankful to them.
That is very, what was that Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling movie?
Crazy Stupid Love?
Yeah, they met at the bar and the guy brought him a Macy's bag with some cologne in it and said, I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I still like the guys that I used to know. I still want to be friends with them. I just don't think I'm allowed to. Their wives won't allow it.
Okay.
Or that's at least the thing I tell myself as to why they don't want to hang out with me. So I've made plenty of friends in the last 5 years. I don't know that I have 16 total friends, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I'm sure I could come up with them.
Well, let's start with the smaller number.
All right.
How many friends for life do you have? I have probably 2. Not 3, 2.
I have 3 off the top of my head.
Friends for life.
Yes.
Okay.
2 from high school, 1 from college. And then probably, maybe 1 or, 3's about right that I actually keep in touch with.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 for life. 3 for life for me, 2 white, 1 black.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Unnecessary to name the race, but okay. 5 you want to hang with, 8 that you like but do not spend any time with.
Oh, I probably have 30 that I like but don't spend any time with.
Yes.
There's a ton of people that I really like, and I'm just like...
And I found out yesterday while stopping at a barbecue spot in Argyle why you don't hang out anywhere.
You realize that's more than 6 minutes from your house, right?
Yeah. First off, I go farther than anyone, and this rap put on me that I don't leave my bubble.
You don't!
I go farther than any of you guys because I go out every weekend. But I stopped at a barbecue spot in Argyle, and I saw the Roanoke sign. And I was like, oh, this is Choppy's neck of the woods.
Yes.
And this is definitely not the Ritz that Troy has made it sound
like. It's the country.
It's the country.
It's 100. Now, Argyle is more country than Roanoke is. It's the next town over, or north, I should say. So it's a little bit further out there, but it's 10, where Sean was is 5-10 minutes from my house.
So how was RJ yesterday?
Man, I just spent 2 days with him at Windstar.
Yeah. Wow.
Hanging out with him again.
Wow, you're on the friend list,
and
RJ.
And I'm not going to a barbecue spot with RJ either. The way he's talked about brisket in this fine Metroplex.
Have you seen how he eats sausages?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard. Where Sean goes, this place, I've been there. I love the sausage there. That's my barbecue food of choice is the sausage.
Yeah. So... this is the friends list, and I think it's pretty accurate.
I think it is, too.
Not making the friends as you get older.
Yeah, as you get older, especially as a dad, like me, a father of 3, you don't really develop friendships as much as just relationships. That's my youth sports dad.
Yeah.
That's my youth sports friend. That's my poker friend. That's my come over and fix something in my garage that I don't know how to fix friend. You get those kind of relationships when you become a dad.
You really do. You know, when my parents moved here right after I got done with high school. So I was like just starting my freshman year of college and moved down here. And I did not realize, I was like, oh, I have no problem making friends. It was easy because in high school you make friends really easy. You got 20 in a class every day. I had no idea how dang near impossible it was when you move to a new place after high school to make friends when they're all at colleges all around, you know, through the entire month. I'm sitting there going to the movies with my mom.
Yeah.
Embarrassed as an 18-year-old kid.
That's like my brother. Like, he's younger than me. He doesn't have any kids. And he and his wife, they never go out to, like, meet people. Every Friday, Saturday, what are you doing? I'm heading out. I'm doing this. What are you doing? Oh, just chilling. Instead of staying home. Well, why don't you guys go out? Why don't you go to a bar? Why don't you try to BS with some people? Zero interest. Zero mention of it. Like, nothing. He's probably 33, 34. No kids. They don't go out.
Ooh,
they don't go
no
to talk.
Kids.
They don't go to talk to anybody.
I was ready to stand up and defend this guy, but with no kids, you gotta go out.
Go out.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go out and, you know, hit the clubs and go to festivals being assaulted by NFL running backs, but at the same time, you gotta go out. Meet a friend.
Yes, that's what I try to say all the time, but nope. The older he gets, more resistant he is to it.
Netflix is cool, man. Netflix is awesome.
Netflix and chill, baby.
Netflix and Hulu and
so that's the
Roku and all that stuff.
Friend study from one poll. What'd you do to your neighbor? Jerk move. Jerk moves
everywhere.
Yeah,
this might have been a jerk move. So I go out to wash my car the other day.
Oh, no. You're that guy.
What, that he washes it?
You wash your car in your driveway?
Yeah, I bought a shop vac.
Where else are you gonna wash it?
I've heard of these places called car washes.
No, but if you're gonna do it yourself,
you go to a car wash.
Why?
And you put it in your own bay. And that's a BAY for all you youngsters out there. And then you wash it. Then you drive it up. You vacuum out the car.
I never understood the people who took their car somewhere else to pay for the spot to wash it yourself.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
You go and have someone else wash it if you're not going to do it at your own house.
Exactly.
Am I crazy?
No, I the only time I've ever done that.
Little shop vac at home. Yeah. And then you wash it in your driveway.
Yeah, and then all the water rolls into the street. Oh, the street gets water all in it. And if someone just cut their grass and you get these wet clippings everywhere, and then the kids are riding their bikes through it and it gets in the house.
Wait, you're telling me society looks down upon people who wash their car in the driveway? I look down upon that person.
Autoplex leasing fan text.
Please do. I look down on that person because they're willing to have so much more effort than me to wash it, where I'm like, no, I'm paying for it.
Right.
You're flooding the street.
So flooding there's this thing in life called the sun.
Yeah, it will dry it. It will dry the water up. Pretty sure it evaporates. Evaporation is a thing.
God. So I wish my neighbor would come up to me and be like, this is really inconvenient. I got water down the road from you washing your car. So I slap him in the face with the hose.
So
you ever slap with a hose?
I go to the side of my house
on a Friday night.
My driveway is on the left side of my home. My spout is on the right. So I just go and I go to the left and I plug the hose in and I start washing the car. And my neighbor comes out and they're like, what are you doing? I says, nothing, dude. Just wash my car. And they said, are you using my water? And I look over and I says, no. He goes, you're plugged into my spout. And I look and I was like, oh, I am using your water. It completely did not dawn on me that I was using their water. Did not even register with this idiot brain that I have.
Yeah.
So here I am washing my car with someone else's water. And he gives me this look like, seriously, what's going on? Like, are you going to stop? And I look right at him. I look at the hose, turn back to my car, and keep spraying.
Man, I hope he keys your car. And this wouldn't have been a major issue for me before I owned a house. But now that I've gotten this water bill where I know the city is ripping me off or my sprinklers are screwed up or my tubing, whatever the heck, piping, something's wrong. Yeah, That's a messed up move because water bills are high.
They are, but if you've seen this guy's grass, you know he never waters his lawn.
Well, that's not the point. There's a very reputable website out there that can give you more information about bills and how much they cost. I'm looking at it right now. It's creditdonkey.com. Great website. The average family pays $70 a month for water.
Wow. That makes
trash?
Me feel better.
So how much are you going to give him?
11 cents? I don't know. Like what? What is one car wash worth?
Six pack.
All right, I'll give him a six pack.
Yeah.
I'll give him a six pack.
Is this the neighbor you're cool with?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I am.
No, but they have some weird relationship.
I was about to say, RJ would go, you want a six pack? Yeah, he's going to lift his shirt.
The neighbor's not really.
Pig.
Yeah, they're like meat bros. They're like,
oh.
Yeah. They're fine. They're like meatheads next door to each other. They love each other.
But I felt bad. I was like, oh, man, dude, I really didn't even think of this. It didn't even dawn on me that I was using your water.
You guys have the same color hose?
Oh, no. I went and my hose is hung up in my garage. I took the hose out.
Oh.
And
so
I attached it onto his spout.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.